In agricultural news, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Debbie Stabenow is rejecting a farm bill extension. Stabenow says, quote, "We're not going to do an extension. We're not going to kick the can down the road. Farmers in America need a five-year farm bill, and so does the country at large." Principal leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees have been meeting privately to negotiate options depending on how the fiscal cliff negotiations are completed. Stabenow says that negotiations remained locked somewhat over differences in the commodity programs of the two chambers. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Frank Lucas insists that farm policy will need a transition or extension until at least next fall to allow rules to be created for new commodity programs. That could mean providing farmers with at least one more year of direct payments. The U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, a federal advisory committee, is recommending that Congress give the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative the power to subpoena information from U.S. companies on their trade problems in China. The reasoning is that USTR's ability to compel the submission of information would overcome the reluctance of U.S. firms to support complaints against China publicly because of their fear that the Chinese would retaliate against them. Argentina has filed complaints with the World Trade Organization, accusing the United States of trade barriers against its beef and lemons. Argentina says it is hurt by U.S. trade measures intended to protect against hoof and mouth disease. Argentina defended the quality of its beef, which it said is produced at extremely high sanitary standards. The European Commission is ready to slap the U.S. ethanol industry with a 9.6% anti-dumping duty, despite the Commission finding no evidence of dumping. That, according to a general disclosure document issued by the Commission yesterday. U.S. ethanol industry officials offered little reaction to the Commission decision. The House Republican leadership has named seven representatives to the House Agriculture Committee. Kansas is now without a member of the House Ag Committee for the first time since the state joined the union. Joining the committee is Rodney Davis of Illinois and six others. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.